lots of people have nicknames. This baseball Hall of Famer was so proud of his hometown, he had it inserted into his name on his plaque in Cooperstown. The story of that record holder and the interesting town name from where he hailed is this edition of the American Countryside. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over two decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you're a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. Sam Crawford and his friends were like many youngsters who will do about anything to get to play a game.
He and lots of local kids would play wherever they could find a spot, and they didn't have a regulation ball or a real ball, so they would make a ball.
Aaron Hauser shares the story from Crawford's hometown, Wahoo, Nebraska.
He dropped out of school, seventh grade, so he never finished school. He apprenticed as a barber and a shoeshine boy in one of the local general merchandise stores, the Killian Brothers store, and the manager of the Killian Brothers was interested in starting a team.
It was an inauspicious start for a man who would become a Hall of Famer.
They kind of went around to the small towns and played other put-together teams. They didn't have uniforms or anything at the time, so they just rode around in a wagon and showed up in a town and, hey, we're here to play baseball.
Crawford played in Canada for 6 months, was discovered by the Cincinnati Reds, and debuted with them in September of 1899. He later played for Detroit, in the same outfield with Ty Cobb.
He played at the same time, was a little bit overshadowed by Ty Cobb. Apparently they didn't get along. Sam thought that Ty was kind of a show-off. It was more about Ty Cobb instead of the team. But in later years, it was Ty Cobb who really pushed for him to be a part of the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Crawford still holds the Major League record for triples in a career at 309. He was so proud of his roots. Upon election to the Hall in Cooperstown, he requested his plaque read, Sam Wahoo Crawford. A tip of the hat to his hometown. Traveling the countryside in Wahoo, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.